This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So I suppose after the Supreme Court ruling, state Supreme Court in Colorado, well, who's to keep anybody from keeping anybody off the ballot at that point? I mean, who can make that decision? Just if it's all just so obvious, you know, Trump, he was in an insurrection. So who can make that decision? I guess does it have to come from the court? I suppose it does. But at this point, since it's such a ridiculous decision as it is, I guess all bets are off. Yes, of course, I'm being facetious. But obviously, folks, what are we to make of stuff like that? What are we to make of one of the most tried, you know, time in memoriam sort of things that we have done in this country? Our right to vote for whom we want to vote for, and suddenly, nope, sorry, you can't vote for that person. he meets all the constitutional requirements. This is where the huge rub is, folks. This is where it's really going to start hitting the, you know, the fan, as it were. But, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this Thursday morning as we race into and rocket into hour number two of the broadcast. And we have so much to talk about on the program today. If you'd like to be part of the program, if you'd like to opine on what we're talking about here, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message. And you do that, we'll see it here as we go through the broadcast and hopefully be able to comment on it. Real quick program note as we start in here to hour number two. We're going to, of course, the Christmas holiday is going to be upon us here. Before you know it, hope you got your shopping done. And I'm almost done with my shopping. I would say I'm actually, I actually see the finish line for shopping this year. And hopefully that finish line is on Friday. And that means that I'll be done a full 2 days before Christmas. Unprecedented, my friends. But at any rate, we are going to be taking a little bit of time for the Christmas holiday. So we will be in studio for the Friday edition, but out of studio for the weekend edition, out on Christmas Day, of course. And then also out on the 26th, which is Tuesday, we're coming back on Wednesday, December 27th. And the same pattern will take hold for New Year's as well. And but we hope that you have some great, great Christmas plans in store. And, of course, we'll have some encore presentations during that time. You can always send me a direct message, by the way, anytime, day or night, simply by going to KyleWarrenShow.com. Okay, so let's talk about what's happening with the Houthis. Now, obviously, the Houthis have been threatening, of course, to attack U.S. warships if the Biden administration decides to target the Houthis in Yemen for any reason. So we got that going for us, right? He said facetiously. But at the same time, we've also got Joe Biden looking at options, or at least the Pentagon, the administration is looking at options to actually do something to the Houthis. So I believe this this comes from, I believe, the Daily Mail, I believe, where they're talking about, you know, again, there's something that, you know, they can do. And they, of course, they've looked at these kinds of things every which way from Sunday. But obviously anything that is done could be very, very costly. Now, you have to weigh that cost, obviously. But and this is what the Daily Mail is talking about. They're weighing the direct military strikes against Houthi sites in Yemen. Biden administration could be looking at another strategy in its battle with the Houthi rebels in a step further after it emerged at the cost of shooting down one of the group's drones in the Red Sea is around $2 million. Earlier this week, the Pentagon announced a 10-country coalition that would serve as a deterrent against terror attacks by the Houthis in the Red Sea corridor. Now, if there is some kind of strike, well, there will be fallout. But at some point, how long do you leave the shipping to be disrupted and pretty much non-existent in that area of the Red Sea? How long do you allow the Houthis to sit there and sort of say, ha, 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 you can't touch us? There's nothing, there's literally nothing you can do. So the Biden administration, Joe Biden, I'm assuming Joe Biden has a big decision to make here. But obviously it's not going to be, it is clear cut, but at the same time, you have to be ready for these different ramifications. And that's why, you know, I agree that one of the first stops that we make, obviously, in addition to the making an international coalition, do you think Iran is just quaking in its boots about an international coalition? I don't think so. But obviously, you can go to Saudi Arabia and try to get them involved in this somehow, perhaps just to take out the Houthis in some way, shape, or fashion. But obviously, folks, it's becoming much more of a quandary each and every day. And so Joe Biden, while he's mad, by the way, in hour number one, we let you know that Biden evidently is offended, at least according to Karine Jean-Pierre, when asked about the idea that the Biden administration doesn't take border security seriously. Karine Jean-Pierre said, well, I take offense, and I think the president does too, when you say we haven't taken this seriously. So if Joe Biden would stop worrying and Karine Jean-Pierre stop worrying about being offended about legitimate questions about the United States border and start worrying about what's happening with the Houthis attacking shipping and so forth, attacking our own vessels. Our own vessels pretty much can fight off those attacks, at least up till this point. But what happens, folks, if something ever does get through and there was no action to take out the Houthis or to neutralize what they're doing right now? Because we do know where they are. Just that simple. All right, folks, coming up on a quick break. When we come back, we've got so much more to tell you about on the program this morning. And more fallout, obviously, from this Colorado Supreme Court decision. It's getting weird, isn't it? Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
This is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun.
So did you know that it looks like, I think, New York City is looking to demand that a company like Chick-fil-A would have to remain open on Sundays. I believe it's happening in New York. And that because of the whatever their location is, if it's in a public space, the Chick-fil-A would have to be open on Sundays. So we'll talk about that here in a little bit. But obviously, you know, that's a very, very personal thing. To the ownership of Chick-fil-A, and they're, as you might know, they're not open on Sundays. But to force a company to be open in a day, that's a pretty interesting question in and of itself. We'll tell you about that as we move through the program this morning. 949-822-7959, that is the number if you'd like to call in and opine this morning. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, and send us a direct message. Well, we do have the phone line lighting up again here, and we've got Backgammon Bob with us again this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, on the Hootie thing over in the on the Gulf.
Yeah.
There's only one thing to do, and they've got to do it quick. They've got to do it. Start with to set an example. They can use satellites or whatever, or they can trace those missile trails back to their originating points, and then they just simply got to go in and bomb them. They can send Tomahawk missiles right to the thing, and if they know where the Hooties actually live, the men and stuff live, they can get them too. But they've got to take swift action and do it.
I think they know. I'm pretty sure they know where these are originating from. So you're right about that. And so then again, when they take that action, because obviously the Houthis are sitting there, just as I said before, they're just sitting there kind of laughing, saying, we are the safest
group of terrorists in the world. They just can't touch us here.
Well, they can touch them, even if it comes down and you're sending SEAL teams in to
right,
go get them.
Right,
too.
Exactly. But what I mean to say is that they understand that there's just not the political will to take care of business in that way. But that may have to change, because once you disrupt all the shipping, it becomes a huge problem.
Well, it becomes economics, and then I think even some of the other countries might consider going in, too. And the border, how many people came across the border today? How many thousands and thousands more?
That's right. Well, untold thousands. And by the way, I wonder where the United Nations would be in this. With the Houthi situation, I wonder if the United Nations would say, you know, this constitutes a huge problem for international shipping and commerce and so forth. So, you know, we got to do something about this, but we're not going to hear a peep out of them on that.
Well, the United Nations is kind of like Kamala Harris. You just don't pay any attention to them. It's just noise.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Absolutely.
Oh, by the way, I played that. Song for my wife. You talk too much, you play the song back, get a job.
Very funny. Very funny indeed. Yeah, that makes me smile. That's funny. Very cool.
All right.
Well, thanks, Backgammon Bob. We appreciate the telephone call. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, bye.
All right, take care. Backgammon Bob, everybody. Well, yes, that is pretty funny. Well, yeah, this whole thing with the Houthis is just going to get worse. And there has to be something that's done. And how to do it? I guess that's the $64,000 question. But this from Fox Business, New York bill is going to force some Chick-fil-A locations to open on Sundays. A new bill filed in the New York State Assembly aims to force some Chick-fil-A locations to operate 7 days a week, threatening the fast food chain's longstanding policy of keeping its restaurants closed on Sundays. The legislation proposed last week would require all food vendors operating at rest stops owned by New York State Thruway Authority to open every day, and names Chick-fil-A as the reason behind the move. While there is nothing objectionable about fast food restaurant closing on a particular day of the week, service areas dedicated to travelers is an inappropriate location for such a restaurant. A publicly owned service area should use their space to maximally benefit the public, and not allowing for retail space to go unused 1/7 of the week is more of a disservice and unnecessary inconvenience to travelers who rely on these service areas. Ever since it operated in 1946, Chick-fil-A has closed its locations on Sunday. It now has 3,000 locations in the U.S., and there's a lot of them here in Southern California. And everybody that I know loves Chick-fil-A. They just love it. The company currently operates 7 restaurants owned by New York's Thruway Authority, and the proposed legislation would impact all future contracts. Chick-fil-A did not immediately respond to Fox Business's request for comment. Well, I think that the key here, obviously, is future contracts. I would think that if they have a lease right now or an existing agreement, and we don't know for how many years that might be, but the existing agreement was there. There may be a mechanism to modify that agreement, but certainly it would have been known going into any negotiations for Chick-fil-A to take over certain space in this area that Chick-fil-A operates 6 days a week. That's just the way it is. So it was entirely foreseeable, in my humble opinion, that the New York Travel Authority, let's see, what do they call it here, New York State Thruway Authority, would have had, you know, open eyes about what this particular business does. So I think they'd be hard-pressed to suddenly change everything in midstream unless there is some mechanism within that contract to give them the proper notice and this kind of thing. But nevertheless, it will start to smack as a political thing, because why does Chick-fil-A close on Sundays? Well, because the owners of Chick-fil-A's are Christian people, and they want their employees to have Sunday off for worship and also for spending time with their families. And they're very, very passionate about that rhythm, the 6 days on, 1 day off. So I would think it would be a huge, huge legal problem. That's my concerted legal opinion, folks. But for what it's worth, right? But once again, welcome to the program. We're glad to have you with us this morning. It is the Thursday edition. We're racing through it. It's really going by fast, isn't it? 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959. And we've got Greg in Tampa who's calling up the program here at this moment. And so good morning, Greg in Tampa. How are you this morning?
Okay, Kyle, how's it going?
Doing great.
Just like 9/11, everyone said at when that happened that they were at war with us and we didn't know we were at war with them. We are at war with the Muslim world. The Muslim world has spoken. They went after Israel. I told you, the Zionists. And then we are the infidels. I told you about the people that are Americans that are with these people protesting and put a sign, infidel. I went through that before. But they're at war with us. And until this administration does not want to go to war with Iran because of other things that went on with Iran and China and all kinds of countries, and he's giving them oil, he's giving them, come on, the balloon. You're telling me all this land that you and I have flown over many a times that you couldn't have shot a balloon down that goes straight down?
That's right. It was over Montana, which has a lot of open space and a big sky.
Exactly.
Yeah, they could have hit it right there.
No, and I heard a gentleman that he was a special operator as a helicopter pilot. He said we could have taken it down. We trained to take things down like that with a hook, and they just take it with a hook. They drop it down soft, and we can go through everything that's in there. And what did he do? He waited till it got over water and then shot it down with a missile.
Yeah.
How much a missile? All you needed was one bullet in the middle of nowhere, and it would have gone down just like a balloon would, a hot air balloon. It's just going to go straight down. You adjust for the wind, and you know where it's going to fall.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
it's that simple.
War
yeah.
With us. Now, getting back to the Trump thing, just so I can jump in.
Mm-hmm.
They have shot themselves in the foot big time this time, because there's even Democrats are saying this is a terrible, terrible decision by judges, unelected, and or whether they are elected, they won't be anymore because they're a disgrace.
That's right.
And there's no way the Supreme Court's going to look at them and say, "Are you guys kidding me?"
I think you're right.
He hasn't been charged with anything, and you're assuming that he's going to be charged, and no one yet has been.
That's right. That's exactly right. It's off the rails. There's no doubt. Well, Greg in Tampa,
yes.
I appreciate the call. We're going to hit the break.
Thank you, Kyle.
We'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
Okay.
All right, Greg in Tampa, making great points. Some great points. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA News Update. While world leaders discuss the prospects for peace in Gaza, there is new confirmation about Hamas using a Gaza hospital to house terror cells. An interview with the manager of the recently seized Kamal Adwan Hospital, Inan Hospital Manager Ahmad Hassan Ikalut, details how Hamas kept terrorist leaders as well as rank-and-file fighting men safe inside the hospital during the height of the battle with Israeli forces in northern Gaza. Senator John Fetterman believes that the perspectives of young voters on Israel-Hamas war are being influenced by TikTok. President Biden's approval rating for his handling of the war is a low 20%. The Pennsylvania Democrat conveyed to CNN that TikTok users may have distorted views of reality that does not accurately reflect the actual situation. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wednesday was a tough day on Wall Street, as we hear from Greg Cluxton.
A late-day market sell-off snapped Wall Street's nine-day win streak. The market dropped after disappointing profit reports from companies. FedEx shares tumbled after cutting its revenue forecast. Weakness for FedEx could damage hopes that the economy can conquer high inflation without a recession. The Federal Trade Commission is proposing sweeping changes to a decades-old law that regulates how companies can track and advertise to children, including turning off targeted ads to kids under 13 by default.
By the numbers, Dow dropped 476 points, closed out the day at 37,082. The Nasdaq fell 225 points, ended 14,778, while the S&P 500 was off 70 points to 4698. New York oil rose 78 cents to 74.22 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Reunify with Taiwan. But they're going to do it at an unspecified time, to which I'm sure Joe Biden probably said, okay, you know, just, you know, let me know. Just give me a heads up. You know, folks, it's getting that bizarre, isn't it? Welcome back to the program. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. But this from Newsmax. Chinese President Xi Jinping recently told President Joe Biden that Beijing will reunify Taiwan with mainland China at an unspecified time, NBC News reported. Citing three current and former U.S. officials, NBC said Xi informed Biden of China's plans during their meeting in San Francisco on November 15th. Want to be accurate, right? Xi told Biden that China's preference is to take Taiwan peacefully, not by force. See, I'm going to bang the desk there, but not by force, right? the officials told NBC News. His language was no different than what he has always said. He is always tough on Taiwan. He's always had a tough line, one U.S. official told NBC News. About a dozen American and Chinese officials also attended the group meeting of the Asia-Pacific Cooperation Summit. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told CNBC on November 20th that Biden and Xi remained far apart on the status of Taiwan. Well, how's that? How is that? How are they far apart on that? And I'm just going to be a little facetious here for a moment. How is that possible? Because it's being said here that President Xi informed Biden of his plans, right? And so what is Joe Biden going to say or do about it? I don't know. Pretty much the same stuff that we're doing about the Houthis, and just on a much larger scale. President Xi did express the view that it's important for Taiwan and mainland China to unify. He certainly expressed the desire to have that occur by peaceful means, Yellen said at CNBC's Squawk Box. But President Biden said our policy remains unchanged from what it has always been with respect to Taiwan. During the meeting, Xi also denied that China plans to take Taiwan in 2025 or 2027, as predicted by some U.S. military leaders. So, I mean, the obvious joke here is not 2025 or 2027. What about 2026, right? But I'm saying this to put it into the absurd context where it belongs, right? And that is, you know, they're going to do something with Taiwan. Hopefully they won't. There are a lot of different economic issues, obviously, that are going on with China right now. I do think a lot of what is said sometimes by leaders in the position like President Xi or other leaders, they say things at conferences, or they say something that they know is going to get out there into the world, and it's going to make them look good to their home base, right? For like local consumption. Don't worry, you know, especially when it comes to the Chinese people, and I think Beijing, the ruling party there, and the rulers in Beijing, and President Xi in particular. They'll want the people in China to say, yes, our leader is strong. He's got things under control. He's, you know, so we dare not, you know, dream of not having this kind of oppressive regime, right? And so a lot of that is for local consumption, I think. It just is something that you say in order to posture, right? But again, it's not going to be 2025 or 2027. As predicted by some U.S. military leaders, Xi said no time frame was set, according to NBC News. The news outlet added that Chinese officials requested and were rejected that Biden make pre-summit public statement that the U.S. supports China's goal of peaceful unification with Taiwan. What does that even look like, right? You know, because, you know, Taiwan, in my estimation, is so very different. Because obviously they're not under the thumb of the Beijing regime, right? Taiwan is able to be very successful in many ways. China, of course, has its own basic success. I mean, in terms of all the manufacturing and the trade and all this other stuff, but they do have a system that is destined to eventually collapse. And I'm not saying that to be funny. I'm saying that because, you know, just like any kind of oppressive system that you know goes against the people in the way that it does, and the mentality that it has is not something that's going to endure. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, you hear people that want to promote similar kinds of authoritarian systems for the U.S., for Europe, for other countries. You know, it's never working. It doesn't work the way that it does in some sort of utopian, hey, this is all going to be great. Everything's going to be managed, and we're just going to run everything for you. And don't worry, because it's all sort of predetermined. We're going to have our 5-year plans. I remember learning about the Soviet Union and their 5-year plans, right? or you're going to build these many widgets, and you're going to build that many widgets in that factory over there. It doesn't matter how many widgets actually don't fit together, don't go together. It doesn't matter. You just got your quotas, and so on and so forth. I mean, I'm very much oversimplifying there. But obviously, one would think that the communist governments hopefully aren't going to outlast, and certainly should not and would not, and I don't think ever will, outlast our republic, for example. Because our republic has a greater strength than any of these kinds of regimes ever could. Yes, they can act with a singular purpose. Yes, and sometimes it's interesting. Some American politicians have actually, it sounds like they're lauding what China can do. Well, they can just make decisions like this, and then they can direct their resources like that. And it's all, you know, almost as if, wow, if only we could do that, right? And, you know, it's not pretty, but there has to be checks and balances. Otherwise, our system can be corrupted. Very much like what we just saw, what was happening with this Colorado State Supreme Court, literally corrupting the system. I mean, that's essentially what it is. It's taking the system that we have in terms of jurisprudence, in terms of evaluating what the law says, what the Constitution says, what this particular amendment says in Section 3, all these different things, and literally just throwing it out the window amidst a cacophony of legal jargon to make you think that, well, oh yeah, they're on the right track, because it sounds really legalese, right? It sounds like there's a lot of legalese going on there. So, you know, I don't know, maybe they're right. You know, that's what we're supposed to think. But a clear and a clear reading of what's happening here means it spells corruption, right? And so that's why, and for example, and I'm just talking about these kinds of regimes, right? They can just change it around on the fly. Well, that's it. Nope. In fact, you're an enemy of the state now, you know? And so we'll make it even worse. You can't just run for something. You're an actual enemy of the state, and we can take you out any way that we see fit. You see, that's the kind of thing that we are never going to succumb to. Even though you might have people in this nation who want to be, who want to change it around so that things can be taken away from you and given back, just pell-mell and willy-nilly, and how the government feels today. We'll suspend that, but you can have that because now you're in the upper, you know, you're in the ruling class now, where you've become one of us, quote unquote. And it never works. So yes, what's going on right now and the appeals and all that, it's tough, it's hard, it's something that has to be done, but it also is a direct illustration of why our system is the better system, why our system is designed inherently to protect the rights of the individual. Because I'll tell you, if they can simply kick Donald Trump off the ballot, whether you like Trump or don't like Trump is not relevant. If they can kick Donald Trump off the ballot, they could kick anybody off the ballot. If they can say Donald Trump doesn't have First Amendment rights, basically, they can say anybody doesn't have First Amendment rights. And by golly, folks, we're not going to let that happen, right? Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back. Stay right there.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Christmas is almost here. And that's Baby Please Come Home, right? And folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And we've reached the point in the program for our second Trucker Traveler Report, of course. And we've got a great song lined up here for the program this morning here in this second round of the Trucker Traveler Report. And we're going to be talking with Denise Simon here in just a few moments as well. In just a few short minutes, and we got a caller holding on the line, so we'll bring the caller in with Denise as fast as we can, hopefully on this side of the break. But folks, this is a great rendition. We heard the studio version of this not too long ago, but this comes from a television special, I believe, back in the year 2000, and it is none other than the late, great Tom Petty, Christmas All Over Again.
Everybody's singing, all the bells are ringing.
Christmas all over again. The late, great Tom Petty. And I just really think that his songwriting is going to be, it's going to continue to, like, be elevated over time, I think. And Tom Petty had just a great manner about him. And I just really appreciate his songwriting. And I think he just, of course, like so many others, very, very sad, went away, way, way too soon. Let's take a look at what's happening out there. According to AccuWeather, we understand that as we head into this weekend over Thursday and Friday, conditions, these are going to be big travel days, by the way, folks, big travel days. It looks like we're going to have all kinds of people out there, not only flying, but on the roads. AAA projects the 2023 holiday season is going to be the busiest ever for air travel. And, of course, also Thursday the 21st and Friday the 22nd. It looks like there's going to be all kinds of weather that is, well, the conditions, I should say, are going to make things a little more tranquil, they say, across the East Coast and the interior West. But if you're in key hubs like Washington, D.C., New York City, Boston, Atlanta, you might have some limited weather-related delays or cancellations. And, of course, also what's happening in California right now, Southern California mostly, is going to be looking at having a lot of rain come through. We do have some rain right now in the Southern California area, especially even up in the mountains. They're getting snow up in the mountains. And right now, as we heard from listener Joan up in Seattle, Washington, as she sent us a message earlier saying, good morning from foggy Seattle. Well, yeah, we see the dense fog advisories. This is going to start a little bit north of Everett, a little south of Mount Vernon, coming down Interstate 5 through Tacoma, all the way down through Portland and down to Medford, Oregon, folks, where it's dense fog. And that's also going to head over a little bit into the northern part of California, again, still on Interstate 5. So that is a long, long stretch of interstate to have that kind of dense fog advisory. Same story over for Boise, Idaho, southern, southeastern Oregon. Also coming out I-90 through Ritzville and Spokane up in Washington on your way to Idaho. Dense fog advisory there. We've got a dense fog advisory in Kansas. This is going to be south of, I believe, I-70. And that is going to be in the Brownell area down through Dodge City, and then down to the border with Oklahoma. Likewise, up in Nebraska, dense fog advisory, and that's going to be coming around I-80, of course, if you're in the Lexington area, Kearney, and Grand Island. So be aware of that if you're going to be trucking through that area. Now, also in northern Georgia, I think this is different even from last hour, looks like there's going to be winds. Relative humidities of 25% or less can be expected for a while. Dry fuels, high fire dangers occur there. But there's also a freeze warning in southern Georgia, and this is going to be down near Brunswick. It's going to be right near Valdosta and basically centering around Waycross and dipping ever so slightly, just a tiny little bit, this freeze warning down into Florida. But that's going to be west of Jacksonville. So that's what we're seeing out there right now in terms of the alerts. As we said, we got a lot of precipitation in California through Oakhurst, Fresno, north of Los Angeles right now. We expect it to come through parts of Southern California. But also that aerial flood watch through Southern California is also going to go out through the desert areas. So you got to be careful. So you have to be careful of in terms of if you're heading out I-8 or I-10. So that about wraps it up for the second Trucker Traveler Report. And now it's time to head over and talk with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning. Happy Thursday, Denise.
Hey, happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, indeed. Well, hopefully the weather will be cooperative for those who are needing to travel for this this Christmas time. But what's not being cooperative, obviously, are the Houthis. And now I saw this statement saying Biden is weighing direct military strikes against the Houthi sites because also the Houthis are now threatening to attack the U.S. warships directly if we try to do anything. You know, what's going to happen with all this?
why are we always in a defensive posture?
Good question.
And even if Biden decides to, you know, give some kind of approval, I would argue to look at carefully what those rules of engagement would necessarily be. You know, I'm not hopeful in any of this.
Well, something would happen following that those strikes, but I mean they have to account for that. I mean, so it's the cost benefit. Can you take whatever's going to come after those strikes? But at the same time, the shipping can't continue to be disrupted.
Here's the deal. I started to say this yesterday, and I may have, but we have got some amazing technology out there. We have something called the Global Hawk, which I mentioned yesterday, which is a unmanned, very, very sophisticated drone that we have used for years and years and years, especially in Iraq and Afghanistan and so forth. And it's high-resolution imagery. It can look through the weather and tell you what's going on the ground. Okay, so do we have the Global Hawk in the region to see where this stuff is coming from the Houthis, or for that matter, Hamas, or for that matter, Hezbollah? Sure. You know, we have those abilities.
Right.
Then we have, on top of that, we have a whole agency called Geospatial.
So they know basically where all this is happening from, right?
Of course. Yeah. Then the Pentagon has a contract with a company called Maxar, who does amazing work. So what are we doing? What are we doing? We could have fixed this years ago.
Indeed. Well, stay right there, Denise. We're coming up to the top of the hour break. Folks, stay right there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.